It's 37 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its crop progress report for the week ending November 4th. The numbers look like this. For corn, the harvest is now 86% complete, compared with 73% last week in the five-year rolling average of 80%. Soybeans, 92% are in the bin, compared with 84% a week ago in the five-year rolling average of 90%. For winter wheat plantings, we're at 92% complete, compared with 88% last week in the five-year rolling average of 93%. 53% of the winter wheat crop is rated in good to excellent condition, down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Packer bids in the Midwest direct hog markets today are reported from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $32 to $34. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $32. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, November 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,279. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40 to $50.68, the weighted average $47.62, a loss of $1.03 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.80 to $39.25, the weighted average $36.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,487. The base price range, $39 to $54. The weighted average, $49.59, a loss of $1.06 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.38 to $39.46, and the weighted average was $36.77. Joining us now on the telephone to discuss agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, although Dave.
You're not on the phone.
I'm not on the phone. I'm in the weather office right next door. So actually, I wish I could use the phone. I'd be in a warmer place right now, I can tell you that. It's gotten a bit nippy out there. The temperature here on Friends Plaza has just gotten up to 37 degrees, and the wind chill this hour is still in the low 20s as we have a brisk wind blowing out of the northwest, a strong low-pressure system over the eastern Great Lakes, a counterclockwise flow pulling cold air down from Canada. And as a result, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana will stay in the 40s for highs this afternoon. And overnight tonight, temperatures are going to plunge into the 20s in most areas. The warmest areas will be near the southern end of Lake Michigan in northern Indiana. Temperature only dropped to around 30 there. But northwestern and maybe parts of west central Illinois, the low temperature will be 20 degrees or so. A hard freeze expected across the Midwest Corn Belt tonight. And no big surprises or changes because of that, but that is what's happening, and it looks like generally dry weather is going to prevail here through the rest of this week and into the weekend. There's a chance that some precipitation may start to develop or become more numerous here once we get beyond the weekend. In fact, around the Great Lakes there will be some showers here the next few days, but it looks like for the Midwest Corn Belt, no showers of note till maybe late Saturday and some northern areas spreading southeastward across the Corn Belt on Sunday. But even with that, it doesn't look like heavy precipitation. But more fronts will come through next week with some precipitation. So our absolutely open weather that we've had of late may slow down to a few delays. But we've had an extraordinary period of dry weather, so I don't think any precipitation will hurt at this time. In fact, a lot of producers I know of would like to see some moisture, as there's some concerns that the ground is getting too dry around here. Of course, precipitation over the winter and spring will be what's most important for next season. We can recharge things in a hurry with spring showers. But looks like maybe a little bit of precipitation on the way next week, but it doesn't look like we're going to get a lot. Now, as far as the hard red winter wheat belt is concerned, it would be desirable for producers out there to get a little bit more precipitation before the crop goes completely into dormancy. That's not looking likely. In fact, some of the western hard red winter wheat belt is getting fairly dry. So western Kansas and eastern Colorado and into the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma, they're pretty dry right now. And the crop may go into dormancy, a little bit moisture starved. But for that crop, we've learned in the past the importance of spring rain is crucial there. So even though it goes into dormancy maybe in a little less great shape than desired, that can be made up in a hurry if there's no winter kill over the winter and the precipitation materializes in the spring. Now, as far as the southern hemisphere goes, we're looking, of course, every day at South America and assessing the situation there. And it appears that there might be some showers coming to us, Argentina, later this week. Drier weather will dominate, or dry weather will continue in Argentina through Thursday. So the planting will continue. And then there will be some showers. And it looks like today there's a little better chance of showers farther south than what the map showed prior to today. So that means maybe some of La Pampa and Buenos Aires and southern Cordoba and Santa Fe will get some much-needed rain. So at least that's what some of the maps are showing today. And as far as Brazil goes, again, the only area of concern is really northeastern production areas centered on Bahia, northern Minas Gerais and northeastern Goiás. They may get some showers later on, but those are the dry areas. Still, everywhere else, things are going well. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 8.11 and three quarters, down a half last trade, up 8 1/4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 7.87 and a quarter, up 2 1/4 last trade, up 10 1/4. July 6.71, up a half last trade, up 5 3/4. December corn opened at 3.74 3/4, down a half last trade, up 3 3/4. July 4.11 1/2, down 3/4 last trade, up 3 1/4. November beans opened at 10.05 3/4, unchanged last trade, up 15 1/2. July 10.44, down a half last trade, up 15 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 2.77, up 10 last trade, up 4.50. December soybean oil opened at 42.49, down 7 last trade, up 47. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight, we have palm oil at all-time highs, the U.S. dollar new all-time lows, crude oil coming up today with a new all-time high, soybeans making new contract highs overnight. We're going to see follow-through today.
That's amazing volatility. And crude oil a couple days ago was right at the opening, was either up $2 or down $2, and crude oil continues to drag things with it. And palm oil is much more expensive, made what, all-time highs again. Beans again overnight up higher. We're expecting the day trade to be similar to what last night's close was.
So new contract highs today?
Correct, in the beans, in the soybeans.
Meanwhile, over in the corn pit, we're kind of just marking time over the last several sessions.
Yeah, we're really not going anywhere. Yesterday we were down a penny or two, but, I mean, during the day we had maybe up a quarter to a half at one time. Last night we were up 3 to 4. They're calling it 2 to 4 higher. There's lots of corn piles out there to grind through. Eventually, though, we think that corn could easily gain 25 to 30 cents.
Has the trade factored in already a reduction in corn yield and or carryout?
I think they have in the new crop, 08. I don't know if they have in the 07. The 07 is not back near its highs, where the 08 is hanging in there at that 425 area pretty well, and last night hit 420.8 1/4.
Turn your attention to the wheat. Has it received a technical reprieve?
Well, it's bounced back up, but we had that before when first time we went under $8. It's got to now get back over $8 in that lead month, I think, to have that reprieve. And the last night it still didn't get back over the $8 mark.
So then calls in the wheat and the corn for this morning?
Calls in corn 2 to 4 higher, calls in wheat 5 to 10 higher.
And
10 nearby, 5 in the far out July.
And very quickly, over at the Merck, calls there, sir?
Hogs are mixed and cattle are 10 to 30 higher.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Hey, we have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web for you every day at WILLAG.org.